City of Craig voters were asked four questions. Should the city allow retail sales of marijuana and marijuana products? Should the city allow commercial cultivation of marijuana? Should the city allow commercial processing or manufacturing? And should the city allow licensed marijuana testing? It was an advisory vote, which means the Craig City Council isn't bound by the results, but the results are interesting. They show that the approximately 200 voters who cast ballots in that election are pretty well split. The only question that received a majority of yes votes was the one allowing retail sales, but even that was close. Here's Craig City Manager John Bowling.
There was a 6-vote margin, yeses over noes on the retail sale question, and then a little bit bigger margins for the second and third questions, and then a tie on as to whether or not the city should allow licensed marijuana product testing in Craig. It's a mixed bag for sure.
Here are the numbers. For retail sales, it was 102 yes, 96 no. For cultivation, it was 90 yes, 109 no. For manufacture, 94 yes, 104 no. And for testing, it was tied 99 to 99. Bowling says the reason the issue was placed on the ballot was to get a better idea of what residents want, but the results don't provide that clear direction.
Yeah, and the council hasn't really discussed these results yet. I don't know where they're going to go with it, but it's clear there is no mandate one way or the other.
The advisory vote did, though, allow Craig officials to hear from a greater segment of the community than previously. Bowling says there had been public comment at a couple of council meetings, but mostly from one side.
There was a meeting last spring, I think it was April, where there was a contingent in the audience that was strongly in favor of commercial marijuana activity. And at least one subsequent meeting, there were some folks there, some of the same folks were there to follow up on their comments.
Bowling says that the council will talk more about the issue. If the city of Craig does choose to allow commercial marijuana activities within city limits, he says the community's zoning rules will help guide officials. Craig is on Prince of Wales Island, which is not part of an organized borough. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Planning Director Chris French has been following the marijuana regulation process closely. He says that according to the current draft regulations, cities within unorganized parts of the state that choose to ban commercial marijuana businesses also will effectively ban those activities within a 10-mile radius of the city boundaries, so someone can't set up a pot shop at the edge of city limits. French adds that the current draft permit process for proposed marijuana businesses in areas without any local government still requires a petition signed by residents within a certain radius of the proposed business. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.